Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, speaking of social media, can social media change how you feel about yourself? New research has revealed that social media can be damaging for your self-esteem, with experts suggesting that anyone under 13 might be most affected. Findings also show that body image issues can be a problem, while regular checking of social media even influences brain development. So, is the solution to simply keep teenagers off social platforms altogether, or how else can parents protect their children's self-esteem? We are very welcome to the programme, Niamh Delmar, who's a counselling psychologist with some advice on all of this. And thank you for joining us, Niamh. Self-esteem is one of the basics, isn't it? If we might just start with that in terms of how important it is. So social media having an influence on it is something we really need to be paying attention to.
Yeah, hi Sarah, hi Cormac. Absolutely. Self-esteem is kind of the fundamentals for how we operate in the world. And it's on a continuum from low to high. And it's basically our opinion that we have of ourselves and how we value ourselves. So it's going to affect performance, relationships and mental health. So recently, you know, the US General Surgeon has come out and said that really 13-year-olds are far too young to join social media. And we have now studies showing that it can affect the development of adolescent brains.
So do we know at what age it would be safe for social media, or is this actually just a question of social media being bad for all of us?
There's plenty of benefits of social media, and again, it varies from each individual person with regards with the usage. So it's more, when we look further into the studies, we see it's really kind of about the usage and the type of social media interaction that's taking place. Obviously, if somebody's going to be using hours and hours every day, that's going to be more damaging to them. And the way they're using it will affect whether they're just watching and clicking or whether they're interacting.
It's really insidious as well, social media, isn't it? For all of us, it gives you the semblance of having friends or being connected. But it really is the opposite in a way, isn't it?
Absolutely. It can be, you know, there can be a connection, but there's also a hyper-connectedness going on with it as well. And, you know, when they kind of survey people or measure people, they're kind of actually, the adrenaline is going up when you're on it. You know, so we go to it and we try and distract ourselves and it's a bit addictive and, you know, we can click very easily and then you're down a rabbit hole and an hour has passed. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're not actually feeling great. Now, some aspects of it can be soothing and different. So, again, it's the type and it's the amount of time in it.
I suppose it's younger people as well that we're talking about that are most vulnerable here. And I'm going to be that drunk person in the pub now talking to the doctor. Why don't we just ban the social media for children? Would that work?
Well, the horse has bolted. 94% of teens in developed countries use social media, and it's mostly Snapchat, Instagram and Facebook. So the horse has bolted. It's the reality. It's their world. They've grown up with it. Sometimes I have girls coming in to me, especially girls, you know, they might be in their 20s and they're saying, oh, they wish they never were that involved with it or that it was more controlled and monitored. So it's the way it's used.
Wow. So what do you mean by that? Because, I haven't really been at the point where I've had to say no yet, but I would be planning to say no for as long as possible on all of this. You know,
absolutely.
I know you're saying the horse
yeah.
is bolted, but I really would be. What do you mean by the way it's used? What can parents do?
So what parents can do is what you're doing. Hold off. You know, delay the age as much as possible because they don't have the same sense of self as adults have. In general, adults are able to kind of be a bit more resistant to the social media effects. You know, they can kind of decide, okay, that's a little bit whatever, or that's not really true. Whereas, you know, they're more gullible at a young age. So hold off, know your child's maturity levels, curtail the consumption, and set the example. And also, what about, you know, having tech-free zones or not being afraid of monitoring, not spying, but monitoring. And the big thing is what they could be doing instead. If somebody's on social media, say, 3 hours a day, it's 28 hours a week, that could be a part-time job.
Yeah, well, absolutely. But I do wonder about when you're saying curtail it or hold off for as long as possible. I was actually posting about this, somewhat ironically, on Instagram recently this week. And the idea of just saying no. And a lot of people got in touch with me saying, but what, you know, your child is going to be isolated within the class. Your child's going to be left out. You know, your child's going to be made feel bad. You know, this is sort of older children now, sort of in their teens, that it could have a negative effect on their little lives.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the balance, isn't it, of knowing your child and knowing their peers and knowing what's gone. It's great when people can get together from a class or something, or the mums or the dads can kind of get together and have a little agreement. And also, it doesn't have to be full on giving the phone and handing it over. You know, there can be a phone, but it can be monitored. It can be just given for a few hours at the weekend. There's ways around to keep the boundary at it so they're not saturated.
Can I ask
until
you?
They... Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. I'm totally shocked about what you said earlier there about young women in their 20s coming into you and saying, I wish I never went on social media, or I wish I could manage it. Like, I don't want you to betray any client confidentiality, but do you generally tell people you can step away from this?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very hard, I think, when they look back and they see themselves as very young and they got caught up in this whole thing of everyone seemed happier, everyone seemed to look better, everyone seemed to, you know, have things and stuff. You know, so this is kind of the way the showcasing is going on, whether it's social influencers or just the kid up the road. To them, it might seem that everybody is happier and stronger and more positive and look a certain way. So there's a lot there in the appearance aspect for girls. And we see that especially in the age group between 10 and 14. There's a very kind of delicate period there. Mm-hmm. So before they go on, they need to be educated. They need to know, what do you do if somebody gives you a cruel remark? I mean, it's flooded. The studies all show the amount of girls that are on flooding social media, asking how they look, looking for feedback. Now, 90% might be positive remarks, but then they might get the cruel ones. Can they handle that? You know, have the parents talk
adults,
them
many
about
adults,
that.
Niamh, can't handle it. Very
Absolutely.
Many adults can't handle it.
Exactly.
And that's not a criticism. You know, it's just who wants that coming at them, you know?
Yeah. And we can't expect a 13-year-old to handle that without without them being prepared.
So parents need to roll up the sleeves and get involved. Some really good advice there from you, Niamh. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Niamh Delmar, counselling psychologist. You can let us know what you think. 51551.